mating, reproducing, because that's the biggest problem we have with them. They come into our bodies and they start reproducing so quickly, and it's sort of the race is on there between our immune system and the viruses, so who's going to win. Mm. So it's very important up front. We've always thought of things like vitamin C, echinacea, all these other things, garlic, but he came up with something that was new to me, and I absolutely love the concept of it.
I can't stand the suspense anymore.
Yes, okay, here we go. Okay, what you would need, and you can find in the health store, is 5-star anise, A-N-I-S-E.
Mm-hmm.
And we would want them in whole form, not crushed.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me why that was important, that they're still in the star shape.
Okay.
And there is a company called the Rio Grande Herb Company that sells them in vacuum-sealed packages, and they're in their perfect star shape.
Mm-hmm.
So we want 5 of those, a little bit of lime juice, and cayenne pepper to toleration. And anybody who's used cayenne knows it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as you can tolerate. And you would bring your good distilled, clean distilled water to a boil and then let it sit for 30 to 45 seconds. You don't want to pour boiling water, he explained to me over this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'll burn it.
Mm-hmm.
So let it come down off that boil, but we want it nice and hot. Let it 5 minutes, 7 minutes, let star anise, the lime, and cayenne kind of seep and mingle and get nice and ready for us, and then we would drink that.
Mm.
And he explained the constituents in each of these and what it would do to interrupt the replication process. And
of
boy,
the virus, okay.
I love star anise anyway. It tastes a little bit like licorice.
Licorice, right.
Also love.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the Italian people have used it forever. And so have the Spanish community, Latino, Hispanic, have used in cookies and whatever. It's interesting because the old cultures knew to eat their medicine.
Absolutely.
And we've so lost that, Natalie. We're eating all this denurtured garbage. And they knew that these things had some medicinal quality. And they would eat them as their food, so horseradish, that kind of thing. So anyway, there's my gift.
Oh, thank you so much. And that is so important. And I know people are wanting to call in. They're hearing your voice again. It's the 212-209-2950 for those of you who need to make that call before you go back to work or on to the next thing. And that's Natural Medicine, A Survivor's Guide with Dr. Gwen Scott. It's the 3 DVDs, 4 hours, 7 parts, 212-209-2950 for those of you who need to call now. I just have to thank you for that gift. You know, Dr. Scott, you've just shared something with us that isn't even on this DVD set. And it's so timely because, you know, when we look back at the flu scare that we've just gone through with the swine flu, the so-called swine flu, H1N1, and so many of us were panicked, particularly those of us who have compromised immune systems, those of us who care for people with compromised immune systems, and those of us with children and infants, we were panicked. We weren't sure that we could really protect our loved ones or ourselves from that situation. And the only thing that the doctor was offering was, well, there will be a vaccination coming, which of course we all knew. but people were at a loss.
Well, you know, in this DVD set, there's a tonic.
Oh, yes.
In the how-to. And I promise you,
that tonic is incredible. I make that sometimes.
This tonic is well, it about kills everything that wants to kill you.
Yes, and
you know?
that tonic is an old school eclectic remedy. I mean, it's like the back to Eden stuff. It's something that I learned in herb school. And that's what's so great is, you know, I've had so many people come to me and say, oh, you know, I think I want to go to herb school. And I always ask them, you know, well, why? Because I'm curious, like, you know, why do you want to do that? You seem to have your own profession, you know, what? And a lot of times they say, well, I just want to learn to make these remedies. And you know, sometimes I think to myself, I don't know if that's the best way to do it, you know, but I can't really, I don't have anything else to give them or say to them. Now that you have made this Natural Medicine or Survivor's Guide, I feel like I have a resource I can give to people who are saying, I want to go to herb school, but it's not because they really want to become herbalists, it's because they just want to learn this stuff for themselves. This is the most phenomenal shortcut ever. I mean, this is stuff that people go and pay thousands and thousands of dollars and or take correspondence courses, you know, take a couple of years sometimes or intensive over a year to learn this material. And here you have it all in one place for $150. This is unheard of. And so as someone who has gone through an herb school curriculum, you know, you've really pulled out a lot of core simple remedies that are such an important part of the medicine bag of any herbalist or, you know, anyone who's doing this kind of natural medicine, and really takes a lot of time and sometimes money to go study under someone to get this information.
A lot of time and a lot of money.
Right, and you've said, you know what, let me take that, I'll put it all in one place. You've put it on three DVDs in 4 hours, and that's why it's so long, because you've taken, you've really combed through and taken out, like, the most essential, simple, you know, remedies and the most powerful ones. And you've said, let me put this all in one place, $150 versus, and you know, some of these courses are $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. And you've said, let me put it all in one place, let me make it easy to do, do it yourself. Three DVDs, $150, seven parts, 212-209-2950.
Power back to the people, Natalie.
Absolutely.
I'm
it
a
is
little
so
offended.
Empowering.
I'm a little offended as a human being that all of these beautiful old spirits, medicine men and women, had all this knowledge. And we're basically tossed by the road.
Oh, yes, thrown under the bus.
Yep. And then the people themselves, as one of the folks said, a huge disconnect took place between this old knowledge and what's what. Well, this was my prayer to bring up, to be a bridge, really, and bless all of the beautiful open-hearted healers that have been kind enough to share with me. And bring that over to now,
well,
when people really need it, because things are falling apart and things are expensive, the lack of health care, on and on, and to bring it right to them.
You've really
so that
honored
everybody
them.
Can understand it. There's nothing mysterious. And yes, you pointed out, I don't sell a thing. I don't. I am an educator, and so I'm not trying to sell anybody anything.
You've honored your teachers, you've honored the earth, and you've really paid it forward, because this is like a, you know, like an apple seed. It really is. Like, I envision, you know, thousands of people getting this DVD set, sitting down, you know, maybe watching it with some family members, sharing it with some other family members, and then they build that green pharmacy in their homes. Maybe they, and you know what, one of the things I thought would be such a great thing is if people got together in a group and did it, and, you know, maybe they could do one remedy at a time or one DVD at a time, assemble all the ingredients, buy them together, or pick them from their gardens together, and then just have a day where they made tinctures.
No, that's actually happening.
Oh, phenomenal. It's a movement.
The Mormon community and the Amish community are doing this, and they're bringing their children in on it.
Absolutely.
Saying, okay,
kids love this.
You are in charge of, if anybody gets burned, what do we do? And then, Mary, you are in charge if anybody gets cut, what do we do? And bringing the children in, and it's a whole family experience of education, and everybody has an important role.
Absolutely. And this is the kind of stuff kids love. One of my favorite things when I was a practicing herbalist was going into schools, particularly in urban schools where the kids didn't have a lot of access to gardens, and teaching them some basics about herbalism and home remedies, and just seeing how the kids would light up and seeing them make medicines together.
Kids are great, man. They're wide open.
They really are. So this
They're
is just
wide open.
This is also a great educational tool for anyone who's doing a health curriculum, particularly a self-health curriculum with young people. But one of the things, I want to come back to the DVD, because there's something, you talk about prostate support, natural prostate support, and I think that this is so revolutionary and so important. The level of prostate problems, I think at one time it was really big in the press because a big company had bought some of the supplement companies that were making prostate support. And so suddenly you saw all of this, you know, media covering, like, you know, prostate support. And then it just disappeared. And men's prostate problems have not disappeared. And, you know,
somewhat epidemic, actually.
It's phenomenal. And men are so uncomfortable. It's really an uncomfortable kind of a problem. And so one of the things I love about this is that you take a men's problem and you give us such a simple solution. We're actually going to share this clip with the audience just so they can hear it straight from the DVD and get a real sense of what you have to offer.
You know, the good folks at Harvard did a wonderful study a few years ago on male prostate health, and they noticed an interesting kind of thing, that men who ate a lot of pasta and pasta sauce or pizza I think they said 2 or 3 servings a week, had their prostate was much healthier than men that didn't. So they said, okay, let's look into this. What's the active ingredient here causing this healthy reaction? And what they found was that it was in the seeds of tomatoes, something called lycopene. Now, you can go to the health store now. If Codex comes in, you won't be able to, but right now you can, and spend a lot of money buying a supplement called lycopene. Well, you know, come on, folks, let's go back to the source. Now, it does have to be cooked tomatoes. It can't be raw tomato seeds. It doesn't seem to release this element, so you need to cook. All different ways to cook tomatoes. I love to make my own pasta sauce. Why anybody buys it in a jar, I don't know. Very easy to do. You have tomato sauce, you have diced tomatoes. Here's a wonderful, wonderful, and this has been cooked, so we know that the lycopene has been released. This is a green chili sauce, so you get a little extra kick in vitamin C and some other good medicine in there. So, hey, just eat more pasta, eat more pizza, eat more cooked tomatoes for your prostate, and don't pay all that money for a supplement when you can just, right here in your kitchen, you can have just as strong and healthy prostate as you can paying a lot of money for a little bottle, okay? Tomatoes, it's a good thing. One of the most important trace minerals that we can put into our body is zinc. Zinc prevents virus from reproducing, and that's what happens with colds and flus. Virus come into us and start reproducing, replicating tens of thousands a minute, and then overcome our immune system. But we've discovered through research, if we have enough zinc in our system, they can't do that. And a lot of people know that, and they go to the health store and buy zinc lozenges, zinc capsules. However, and they're not expensive, I grant you that, but why do that when you have available to you a very rich source of zinc that's delicious? And it's interesting because when I moved here to the Southwest and started visiting the Pueblos, I noticed that a lot of the Pueblo Indian men were eating a lot of pumpkin seeds. And so eventually I said, huh, why are we doing this? And it's prostate health. And sure enough, just a few years ago, I saw a study done, I believe it was Harvard, but it might have been Yale, on zinc and prostate health. And it's very important for prostate health to have enough zinc in the system. And a lot of foods, the zinc is processed out of or it isn't in the soil to begin with. But pumpkin seeds are very, very rich. So are egg yolks, back to the incredible edible egg. Red meats, herring. But this is an easy, fun source of zinc the whole family can enjoy. You just put them out into a bowl, put them around, let the kids come and eat them, have the husband eat. This is bioavailable right from here to your tummy, to your system, zinc. I thought a fun thing might be for you to do is next Halloween, instead of throwing those pumpkin seeds away, save them, dry them, and then roast them. These are roasted with a little bit of sea salt. Not only are they delicious, but you'll probably cut your cold and flu in your family down considerably if they have enough zinc in their system.
Wow. And that was Dr. Gwen Scott on Natural Medicine, A Survivor's Guide. It's the 3-DVD set. That is our premium today for $150 pledge, and that's 212-209-2950. And she's talking to us about prostate health, but, you know, I love how you kind of roll from there into the zinc because there's that overlapping ingredient of the medicine of the pumpkin seeds, and then really educate us about, you know, antiviral, like the most simple antivirals and how zinc is such an important part about that. But the reason I wanted to share this clip with everyone, Dr. Scott, is because a lot of times men glaze over when we start talking about like natural health and we're going to make these remedies, and men don't necessarily hear anything for them in it. And one of the things I loved about the Natural Medicine of Survivor's Guide is that there was, first of all, this having this piece about prostate health is so important, but some of the other remedies, especially the joint stuff, really relates to the kind of complaints that I see a lot of men coming in with in healthcare. So, but I do want to come back to this whole issue of prostate support. You know, what is going on? Why are men having such a high level of prostate problems?
Well, I think some of it's diet, to be honest with you. Just eating a lot of denatured, chemicalized foods. And also, you know, this is really obvious when we talk about it. I was just working with a gentleman the other day about this. A lot of indigenous